All right, welcome back. And hour number two, and talk about having to change gears from hour to hour on this program. It's always a challenge. It's a lot of fun. This is just a classic hour with John Barber we just had. Glad you were all along, got to hear it, those of you who did. Now we turn to something that is almost antithetical to comedy, humor, wit. It's the truth of what's being done to this planet and its so-called custodial or most sentient species, and that is the deployment of the COVID virus, which is a bioweapon, as are all the variants and subvariants that have come out subsequent to the first round, and certainly the so-called vaccine. Both bioweapons, both catastrophic, both absolutely deadly and debilitating. And we'll talk much more about that. You there, partner? Welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm here.
Okay. We have a number of things to cover. I thought what we'd do is start out with this New York law that we mentioned before, and there's a video out on it now. Let me see if I can pull this up. The same law, by the way, is basically in Florida, and people don't know that. It's not just in New York, and it gives New York state health authorities the ability, the right, if there is any right in any of this madness, which I doubt, to go to your home anytime and quite literally pick you up, take you away, and you might not ever be seen again on the basis of mental or other health issues that are verboten or not acceptable to the New York State Communist Health Authorities and their shepherd government, which oversees them. It's absolutely outrageous. I'm going to play a short video here. It's only 2 minutes and 2.5, something like that. But you people who live in New York now, and it's on the books, you don't know that if that door knock in the middle of the night or any time during the day might result in you simply being told with armed escorts, please, Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, please come with us. We're going. Where are we going? We're not going to go into that right now, but we need you to come with us. It's a matter of state security and the public welfare. And if you don't come with us now willingly, we're going to have to take you. And that law is on the books in New York right now.
And
where they'll take people are these camps that are being built. They're actually internment camps, and maybe there'll be interment camps too. Who the hell knows? But you'll be interned in this camp with no rights to call for a lawyer to get out. You will only be released when the state of New York, if I understand this correctly, and I think I do, decides it's okay to let you go. And believe me, once they have you, part of this law is they will give you, whether you want it or not, any kind of injection or vaccine that they think is warranted. You get the picture? All of you who have bravely withstood getting conned or forced into taking this injection, they can give it to you. In other words, they'll pick you up, give you the shot, and you'll be dead in a year or two or less. And they'll release you. Go home. Spread it to your family if you're a non-vax family. This thing is so monstrous and so Luciferian, satanically evil. I don't have words for it. The same basic law was recently enacted in Florida. You don't believe me? Look it up. It's there. Signed, I believe, by the governor himself, Ron DeSantis. You can be taken away and put in a quarantine camp to make things safer for the majority of residents, both in New York and Florida. No joke. We talked about this very briefly before. How do you even mentally process something like this?
Yeah, I know. I think most people are oblivious to this. And if you tried to tell them, they'd say you were crazy.
Exactly.
Or provide some other rationalization for it, that, you know, you're misinterpreting it, or no, they'd never do that.
100% true. All right, here's a little video. It's 2 minutes and 2:50. A New York, somebody, I don't know who it is, on TikTok. But it's Rule 2.13 was passed in New York. Everyone get out now is the title on this TikTok video. All right, take a listen. And I think, again, virtually the same mechanics are now lawful in the state of Florida.
This is definitely the scariest video I've ever made. It's not just for New York City, it's for the entire state of New York. We are all gonna have to run and get the fuck out of here. Let me explain to what happened over the weekend. Rule 213, anybody remember what Rule 213 was supposed to be? Or what it is now? Over a year ago, Governor Hochul tried to have something come in place called Rule 213, where the state can come remove you from your home and put you into quarantine. And I'm not talking about C-19, I'm talking about any disease, including Lyme disease, toxic shock syndrome, things that aren't even contagious, okay? This happened last March. It was approved to go through until a bunch of lawyers sued them for it. And the judge appealed it. They said, this is not going to go through. No thanks. Goodbye. Until this past September, when Governor Hochul appealed that decision, he followed up with the New York State Supreme Court Appellate Division, 4th Judicial Department. Both sides gave their argument. Hochul's lawyers saying, oh, it's not going to be as bad as you think, while the other lawyers saying what the nightmare will be if this goes through. Number one, there's no age restriction. It could be a newborn baby. It could be your grandparents. It could be you who just gave birth. There are no restrictions to removing the person that needs to come out and go in quarantine. Could be in the middle of the night, middle of the day, while you're at work. Doesn't matter. They take you. You have no right. There is no due process. There are no court hearings. There is also no time duration limit. You are there until they tell you you can leave. You are forced also to take whatever medicine that they give you, whatever vaccine that they decide is good for you. On that list also includes experimental drugs. They are allowed to experiment with your body to see if something will work. I'm not making this shit up. This is all listed on the appeal. The worst part is you are not allowed to take a test to prove that you are not even sick. They don't care about test results. If they deem you to be a problem, they just take you out and put you into a quarantine. If you look up on Google, some websites will say, no, it's not a quarantine camp, it's something else. Well, really, what the fuck would you call it? They announced over this weekend, the appeals court finally got back with the decision after months later, and they put it through. Rule 213 is now in place for the entire state of New York. Attorney Bobby Ann Cox is saying there is only one more place they can appeal this. Is the New York State Court of Appeals. That's our last chance. Frankly, I don't know how any judge could have voted that this rule is okay. Maybe they don't think it will happen to them or to their family members or to their friends, but there is no way that this is constitutional by any means.
No, it isn't. And how many other decisions have we seen? The corrupt communist Bolshevik judges, judicial passed down that are absolutely outrageous. This is probably the most egregious in its scope. We're talking about disappearing in the middle of the night out of your home. You're gone. Mm-hmm. You're gone. That's in New York right now. They got an appeal going, another one, but it's been upheld once. And I think we'll see the same thing happen again. It's already law in Florida. Look it up. I wish I had the number of the law to give you and more background. I don't. But we did spend time on that during this program. This is insanity. They don't do this in any other developed nation in the world. There's no law like this. Not that I know of. Doesn't matter. It's here. This is a war on white Western Christian civilization, which is now has been earmarked for obvious destruction. And that extends immediately to the genocide from the virus and the vax, both bioweapons.
Yep.
So what if you lived in New York State? I'd get the hell out. I really would. I think the woman is correct. Get out now. That's not something you want to live with. That's not living.
No.
That's not has nothing to do with America and the Constitution. Nothing. This country has been overthrown. And I know it sounds a little bit like a cliche, but it's the truth. We no longer have a representative government at the national level. And the states, in most cases, are just as bad. This is really astonishing what's happening. And it's so crazy that most people, I don't think, can actually entertain it as being reality. I don't think they can. So they just ignore it. They go into a denial, or they hit the phone, start looking at the screen, put the ball game on, whatever. The wolf is not knocking at the door. The wolf is in the house.
Right. Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, we're watching literally genocide. No one's really taking any action against it. The show goes on.
We have so much, I'm going to be polite here, ignorance to deal with when trying to address this and present it to the rank-and-file citizenry. Oh, I know a lot of them are beginning to figure out that there's something really wrong. They have no idea about how wrong it is. They can't even imagine how evil, satanic, Luciferian the control mechanism is that's running this show.
No.
They don't know. So
no, I have acquaintances that I've mentioned them to you before. They regurgitate what they've heard in the mainstream media. They amplify it on their social media sites, their Facebook pages or whatever. They honestly think that this administration's doing a good job, reasonably good. And that, you know, what's happening at the border is nothing more than exaggerated fake news.
Next hour, I'm going to play a couple of videos. We're going to listen to them together. So we're going to get heavily into this border situation as well. You're right. If someone doesn't look out their home and see invaders walking through the neighborhood, it's not real then. And even then, I wonder if someone would accept it. I don't know.
Yeah, you wonder.
This country is being taken apart and taken down. The destruction of the morality was first. Once they pulled the morality rug out from underneath everybody, it was a straight coast to utter hegemony and domination. There's no problem. You wreck the morality of a civilization and it's done. And that's where porn came in. All contrived, owned and operated by Jews. They're not Irishmen. They're not Hindus. Jews own the porn industry. They created it. They knew what they were doing. There's no joke. It's all by the plan that they've come up with long, long ago. It's all incrementalism, remember. So they've been working at this for a couple hundred years. It's astounding. These bioweapons, remember, and God knows we've been saying this for a long time, 4 years, we're going to start our fourth year here in about a week or so. This bioweapon tandem, the virus and the vax, are designed intrinsically, specifically, absolutely to destroy 8 major parts of what we call life. Destroy them. Well, certainly the time frames are different timelines for each one, but these shots and those viruses go after your blood first. It destroys your blood. You've seen the pictures of Rouleau, all the blood cells sticking together. It goes after your entire digestive tract. We've been spending more time on that lately. We will do more. The bacteria, 7.5 pounds per adult on the average, is being wrecked in the digestive tract. And many, many things are going on there, not just one or two. The immune system, destroyed. All major organs, targeted for destruction. The heart, targeted for destruction. The entire human biophysiological reproduction system targeted for destruction. And I would say it's already a done deal. It's done. Sex will kill now. Sex will kill. A wet kiss can kill, ultimately. The entire neurology of your body targeted for destruction. And lastly, and maybe this is the coup de grace, the brain is tired, worn out, overrun, overwhelmed by prions now in many people. They don't know what's wrong with them, but it's prions. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease is the normal medical moniker they hang on that disease, CJD, but it's all about prion proteins, which get into your brain, cause the cells to die, and the cells are removed by what's left of your cleanup system, and you got a hole left in the brain, and those holes proliferate. Then you got lots of holes. You die a miserable, horrible death. I cannot imagine being around a loved one who gradually, and sometimes this gradually is, we're talking weeks, begins not to be able to recognize who you are, understand speech, take care of themselves anymore, because their brains are being destroyed. They're actually dead. They are the living dead. When the brain dies, there's nothing left. And CJD will kill the brain in stages, agonizing stages, every single time. Every single time.
Well, yeah, it's uniformly fatal. They do not have a remedy for this, partially because by the time symptoms present, too much of the brain has been compromised.
Exactly. We've got some other things to present. We've got some more video here, very interesting about CJD. I guess we can do that. I wonder if we should do this one little reader first. No, we'll hold that off. Okay, here's a video. I'm going to have to jump around a little bit because honestly, the host may be a great guy. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before, but he was utterly unprepared for this subject. And he kept interrupting. And anyway, I'm just going to play parts that he's not yammering at. I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying he was not prepared for this interview. And the interview was done with Scott Marsland. Tell us about Scott.
Well, people may be familiar with Scott already. He is the partner in business and practice of Pierre Corey at the FLCCC. And he was present for the interview that Pierre gave a month or two ago on shedding.
Yeah, we played a clip on that too.
Yeah, and so Scott, you might not hear a story if you listen to the whole interview. He goes into his background. He at the beginning of the plandemic, he works in upstate New York and was in a level one trauma unit, and so he saw firsthand the damage that the virus itself can do. And at a certain point, he realized patients were not being treated appropriately, and it was not okay with his morals and ethics, and he eventually left his position. And within a period of time, met Pierre Corey and decided that, he would go into practice with him to treat the vax injured and these COVID long haulers. So he's got
and
a lot of good...
long haulers, too.
Yes, vax long haulers, both infection and injection. But he has a lot of insights into the shedding situation.
He's a very gentle, intelligent man who is apparently a devout Christian, a Quaker, and carries his values with him. He doesn't push them on anyone, but this is a very kind individual, you can tell, who is deeply concerned about things that we've talked about for a very long time. There are 30 amino acids in the spike, which are like ingredients right? And they code for the prion protein destruction.
I'm going to stop you there because I think that's slightly inaccurate. I think he's got some of those facts wrong, but it's 20 amino acids.
Straighten us out then. This is what he said, so straighten us out.
Yeah, so there are 7 sequences in that spike protein of 20 amino acids.
As we've said many, many times. We've said that many times. So
the takeaway is the same. The concern is that there's one in particular that is a match for the human prion protein in the scrapie form. So if it encounters the human prion protein after it makes its way into the body, and it can cause it to misfold, and that begins the cascade of protein misfolding, which results in ultimately Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Forget the amino acids for a moment, but that's the point. The point is the spike is the deadliest thing that humankind has ever created, if it was totally human that did it. I'm still having my doubts. The idea that this spike protein, when it's cleaved or opened up, so to speak, and it's floating around your bloodstream, there are 7 positions on it. We'll kind of keep this in a mental image that you can follow. There's 7 points on this protein that's floating around your blood. And all of them, if they encounter another protein, any other protein, will cause that protein to misfold and become, in essence, a spike-caused prion protein. One of those 7 points that flips healthy proteins into misfolded proteins is designed specifically to flip human, already present, prion proteins, which are not toxic in their normal folding configuration. But if they run into a spike, they're going to be misfolded, and that's when they become horrifically toxic and ultimately potentially deadly. And this process goes on. Every single spike protein has the ability to do this. The Novavax vaccine, for those of you who may remember, maybe not, is one of the mainline options out there. It didn't do very well. People didn't understand it. But the Novavax vaccine was not a vaccine like the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AZ. It is a vaccine that is composed of nothing but spike proteins. You heard me right.
That's right. Yeah.
Who the hell would make something like that? This spike protein is a cold, deadly killer. And so you've got a so-called vax made of only spike protein. And people are taking it. And boy, are they paying the price.
Yeah, that had a lot of adverse events associated with it.
All right, here's Scott Marsland, Marsland, Marsland. And we're going to listen, and I'll stop it, and then we'll comment a little bit, and then I'll play another little clip. So here we go. He's going to talk about CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is the same as mad cow, or it's in the same basket with deer mad cow, which is known as CWD. These are all transmissible spongiform encephalopathies. Transmissible being the most alarming word, TSEs.
I think it's a spike, and I think it's like between number 470 and 500, right? There are 30 amino acids that code for prion disease. What does that mean? They code for it. It means it's like a recipe.
There are 7 points on the spike that we really need to focus on here. Those points will cause any of the countless billions or trillions of proteins floating around your body to misfold. They ruin them. And if they run into a normal endogenous prion protein that your body manufactures, they'll flip it, and it becomes a deadly prion protein, which will find its way to your brain and anywhere else, but it particularly likes to go to the brain, apparently. And do remember that the brain is a favorite landing spot for Spike. Loves the brain.
And that may or may not be reproduced in your body. You don't know, right? And, you know, you can look at Dr. Montagne's well, maybe you can't, because I don't know if you know, there was a press conference in Japan, I think it was yesterday or the day before, where this panel of researchers basically said, hey, we've really looked into the vaccine and this is super bad and it needs to stop now, right? And one of the things that they showed in their press conference was a copy of this article. I think it came out in February of 2022. From Dr. Montagne. And in that scholarly article where he looked at the mRNA vaccines, he looked at the J&J vaccines, and he looked at the Wuhan virus, and he's like, look, this is 30 amino acids on all of these variants, right? And in all these vaccines, consistent. And then he went through these case studies from France of people that had Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and there's dozens of people. And they even had 16 case studies from the United States, right? There were two people in the French national government structure that were basically bench scientists that were expert in Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And whereas between, say, 1997 and 2017, there were, like, I don't know. Let's say, I don't remember the exact numbers. Let's say that there were like 50 people with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease over a period of like 15 years. In France, and the...
Hold on.
...of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in 6 months. And this is super dark. This is like worthy of a Robert Ludlum novel. Those two experts on Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease and the French government, somehow they turned up dead. And so the French government basically stopped looking into Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. That was
So the two experts in France on Creutzfeldt-Jakob were murdered, obviously. I can't speak with 100% certainty, but you know the drill, and that's what happens when people start stirring up trouble in areas that the elite don't want looked into. So they're dead, and all of a sudden France has no scientists that are looking into Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which usually it's like a one in a million disease, and it normally takes, 8 to 10 years before it kills the people, kills the brain? It's a long time.
Yeah, it's about that, yep.
Convenient, right? The two experts at Creutzfeldt-Jakob, somehow they both just happened to die.
Why the heck would they?
I don't know.
This is the parts of the story that don't make any sense to me, folks. I'm just like, so they killed two doctors who were experts in it. Why? The damage is already done.
And I'm not saying that they killed them. I'm just saying it's
no. And I understand that, but I get what you're saying. It's like
it's really
suspicious. Suspicious. Both of them gone.
And
experts.
They didn't say, hey, well, we need to get two more experts in here. It's like, oh, well, we don't. Both of our experts in Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease died, so we're not going to look at that anymore, right? And so the first patient that I had, you know, her family is a faithful Catholic family. It's a big family. And this patient was in her 70s. She was in the prime of her life. She was gardening. She was traveling. She had grandkids that she loved. She's going to church. She had a loving husband. And she got a booster. And literally within a week, she became incoherent. She went from 0 to 100 in like a week and a half. Like She acted like someone who was demented, had Parkinson's and MS all wrapped up into one, right? She went into a coma. They took her to the hospital. And there was a daughter in the family that was, she knew about the FLCCC. She contacted us and she was really lobbying to try and get me to have a conversation with the neurologist. And I said, she's got Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And the neurologists were like, yeah, no way, no how. Like, you're...
Hold on.
They worked her up 6 ways to Sunday, right? MRIs and blood testing up the wazoo. And, you know, what they did was beyond immoral. It was sinful and it was criminal. And they had her on, they had no evidence of seizures. They put her on anti-seizure medication. They had her totally gorked, right? And what I proposed to the family, which was really being browbeaten by the medical staff of this New York City hospital, what I was saying was, well, listen, you don't think you can do anything for her. You've basically told the family she's terminal and she should be discharged home to hospice. Can we release her now? And they can bring her home and we can actually treat her with the things that we know might help, right? And what they did instead was they dragged their feet. Even after they told the family she's going to die, she should go to hospice, they kept her in the ICU for another week. And then they finally discharged her home and she died a couple days later, right? And this daughter pursued testing of her brain. The neurologists were like, no way, no how that she's got Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease because that's a 1 in a million diagnosis. And I was like, yeah, no kidding. But that's clinically speaking, I'll say from a distance, not a neurologist, but I read Montagne's paper. That's what's happening. Right. And so her brain after death got sent to a lab in New York City. They did the pathological studies. Guess what? She had Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Is that the.
Okay. This is happening commonly now. We're getting lots of reports of this. And it's almost like the varying parts of these bioweapons have different fuse lengths on them. And it seems like the prion part, that component of this death weapon, may have one of the longer ones. Because you got people now, they're 2, 3, well, almost 4 years out, and they're beginning to show up with horrific symptoms, like this lady, all of a sudden incoherent a week after a booster. It can happen any time. And these cases are turning into not 8 to 10 years, they're turning into 8 to 10 weeks. It's a turbo CJD kind of a thing.
Well, you know, and the thing about CJD, though, is it's silent until, you know, a substantial portion of the brain has been affected. So it can simmer for years.
Oh, exactly.
And I think, in case we missed it, Scott said that the FLCCC has, in the, what's it been, a year, year and a half, 2 years maybe, that they've had their practice, they've already had 4 cases of CJD.
I think there's many more than that out there. But yes.
Yeah, well, they don't specialize in you know, neurology.
No.
They're just general practice, and yet they've had 4 patients confirm CJD.
All right, here's Scott with one more minute, and it'll kind of catch us up to speed regarding what Eric is saying.
People who died were women between the ages of 60 and 70, and on the rapid onset of symptoms was more or less within 11 days, and they typically died within 4 months, right? But my colleague, Dr. Suzanne Gazda, who from my money, she's like one of 2 awake neurologists in North America, right? The other is a colleague in New York City, who's a pediatric neurologist. But Dr. Gazda... I think, has no shortage of patients of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, right? And that is basically a possibility for any of us that had COVID before Omicron, and absolutely any of us that got even one vaccine.
Okay. Hold on. I'll play that again. Very important.
The other is a colleague in New York City who's a pediatric neurologist. But Dr. Gazza, I think, has no shortage of patients of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, right? And that is basically a possibility for any of us that had COVID before Omicron, and absolutely any of us that got even one vaccine.
All right. We are not here to scare anybody. We hate that. We think that fear can be best allayed with knowledge and wisdom and reality, facts. That's what we're trying to do, is spread the facts of this situation so people won't have to live in abject fear. Because believe me, there are a lot of people running around in the alt world of news. They're bullshitters. They're throwing out stuff that is completely wrong, false, and some of them are big names. Doesn't matter. But they are totally misinformed about this. And I suspect, without any hesitation, that more than a little of it is intentional.
No, I think you're right.
All right, well, that's Scott Marsland. I guess, is that what we need to do? Now we're going to go over to our readers. I think we're there.
Yeah, we've got some readers here.
Okay.
On CJD.
The little one that you sent me, I don't know, that's not particularly pertinent to CJD, I don't think.
No.
It's a separate, so we'll put that aside. All right. Okay. CJD early symptoms. Number two. You put these together. CJD on the rise. That's the next one. CJD young victim. Well, go ahead and do the first two. That'll be good.
All right. Someone asked, did anyone's loved one's personality change at the very early stages of this hideous disease? Obviously, in the end, everything crashes, including personality, but my dad got very chatty and social 3 months prior to getting poorly in the first obvious symptoms. And the one reply here is, yes, our mother's personality went all away.
Gone. That little sentence. Imagine a family, God, I just hate to do this, but it's the truth. Imagine a family where mom, and this is a vaxxed family, although we can't rule out shedding to result in the same thing. This is a vaxxed family, and the mother all of a sudden forgets things, memory loss. Then she loses it completely, doesn't even know who her kids' names are. We read the one Wednesday, where the woman had been divorced and remarried for 10 years and didn't know that she was divorced. She's, I got divorced and remarried? Who is this guy? I mean, that's how evil and vicious this brain death called CJD is. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Another person asked, does anyone have any data on an unusual increase in prion disease? I lost a family member to this very rare disease 10 months ago. She died within 10 weeks of diagnosis. We have nothing but questions.
May I ask, hold on, would we not look at this as being completely out of line of a normal CJD disease profile, which can run 8 to 10 years? We're talking weeks here. 10 weeks.
Well, the thing is, as I said, it's there are no symptoms.
Correct.
Until
I got it.
You know, a substantial portion of the brain is damaged.
Well, they've only been giving
so
these shots
out silent.
For 4 years, figure. And anyway, yeah. That's why I say this fused part of the bioweapon, whether it be viral or injectable, may well be now showing up with prion devastation
well,
in the brain.
Well, you know, and it wouldn't have to be CJD. You know, there's Alzheimer's. That's a possibility as well, because another one of the amyloidogenic sequences in there codes for amyloid beta and will cause that one to misfold. So that's the protein that's associated with Alzheimer's disease.
You got a basket full of brain death here is what we have.
Yeah, in addition to the brain being starved of the oxygen that it needs to function, in addition to the extreme inflammation that's ongoing.
Those two things right there. Erica just hit the nail on the head again. Your blood is destroyed. It turns into sludge. Your blood cells are all reload, stuck together. So how's it going to deliver oxygen to your brain, which it absolutely vitally needs? And then you have inflammation of the entire cerebral cavity from spike. It's inflammation, swelling. And then you get prion activity.
Yep.
Go ahead.
A friend's father passed from CJD last year. I knew the spike is a prion, and lipid nanoparticle clearly crosses the blood-brain barrier, so I looked into it further. The answer is no, because no one is looking. The CDC conveniently stopped looking in 2020. And then another person says, Very Virology has posted extensively and early on about prions. Search his Twitter feed. And another says, So sorry for your tragic loss. I personally met someone whose Pfizer-jabbed father died within 2 months after confirmed CJD. Three different doctors he worked with verified the jabs caused the disease. He showed me the MRI scans, and two-thirds of his dad's brain was affected. Sad.
Horrible. This is like the worst science fiction fright movie, horror movie you can imagine. And it's going on right now. And you turn on the mainstream media and you look at those lying bastards and they, I'm sorry, some of them know damn well that they're lying. They're not just script readers. They're more than that. I just despise them. I walked away from that business, as some of you know, for this very reason. They're liars. Television news. Now we got the alt news world that has been so penetrated and corrupted, if not created, by the same people.
Yep.
All right, here's one. The battle is over. The victory is hers. Natalie's CJD journey officially began on February the 10th, 2021. Early symptoms, we think, began in the spring of 2020. Her final breath was on August 23rd, 2023, at the age of 24. The silver lining of COVID for us was that she came home from college before things got bad. She was safe and very loved during this three-year journey. We are so thankful for this group, a family of strangers who are linked and have much in common to share and support one another. The CJD Foundation and Dr. Brian Appleby provided and still provides many answers to questions we never knew we had. We will always be a part of this group to fight together for a treatment and cure of the disease that took our loved ones. I pray for all of you. We've lived through the journey as well, and we'll keep in any way doing the same as we can. Love and blessings to all. And there's a name of a family there. 24-year-old girl comes home from college and wastes away and dies. This is really an evil, evil way to have to leave. This is awful.
Well, so you wonder, you know, what was the source? Because, you know, if it's sporadic CJD, that usually presents late in life.
Right.
So, was she a victim of tainted meat? Was she a victim of the virus? Was she a victim of the vaccine?
I don't. There's so many. See, There's so many tentacles to this death modality that they have introduced into the global population. This is, anybody who says this is a failed vaccine or tries to rationalize it, is it full of contaminants or what? They're nuts. This is a carefully designed, diabolically satanic weapon that has been deployed all around the world. 5.5 billion official jabs have been given to the global population. Around 600 million here in the U.S. All right. Go ahead, take the next. The next one's very short. It's not coming up much for me, but turbo cancer from shedding.
We'll go skip that. Go over to turbo CJD.
Right. Yeah, go right ahead.
Greetings. Last night, my husband crossed over. His symptoms showed up January 26th. By February 2nd, we called the ambulance. They diagnosed CJD, and by March 7th, he passed. He was a normal 63-year-old man, and on January 26th, it was like a switch was flipped. In 5 days, he deteriorated to the point where we had to call an ambulance to take him to the ER. When talking to the doctors, we had truly felt that it had been months because of the sleep deprivation and post-surgery psychosis and moment-to-moment crisis management. He spent the entire month of February in the hospital getting tested. It took longer than normal because the jerking and shaking was so bad, it was difficult to get the MRI imaging and the lumbar punctures. When we finally got the results back on February 28th, he could no longer talk and was completely bedridden with his organ system starting to shut down. The entire right side of his brain looked like a sponge. We brought him home on March 2nd, and he passed on March 7th. Our family is still trying to wrap our heads around it all. It happened so fast. We miss him terribly. Thank you for the space to share.
His brain looked like a sponge. In other words, the MRI or whatever scan they gave him presented a clear and unambiguous picture of a brain being just shredded, destroyed. And you look at the outside, and the person may look reasonably the same, but the inside, the brain, they're gone. There's nobody there anymore. That's just, like I say, whoever designed this weapon, these weapons, are not human. This is utterly inhuman. Here's another one. My father, Jay, passed away from CJD, prion disease, on May 22nd. He went into the hospital April 27th with minor symptoms, visual distortions. His fingers looked very long and his legs looked fat to him, and short-term memory issues. He died 26 days later. A spinal tap diagnosed CJD, the results of which we got just 8 days before he died. He was from Lansing, Michigan. So the prion surveillance center in Ann Arbor did the autopsy. Now we wait for those results and hope that his case helps us to find answers. My dad was 77. He was a healthy person, the epitome of health his whole life, in fact. And yet this horrible disease took him so quickly. The blessing is I don't think he was ever really aware of his devastating diagnosis. Thank you to all on this page for sharing your personal stories. They have helped so much in the past weeks, and I come here at least once a day to try to learn more about this horrific disease. Amen.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, that wraps it up for CJD.
Yeah.
Where do we want
to go? Well, we're talking about unvaxxed people here. Unvaxxed.
Okay.
Vax deniers, okay. Right? Okay. Go ahead with the next one.
new to the group, I had COVID 3 times and no vaccine. A year ago this month, I started having heart issues, PVCs, palpitations. August 15th, I found out I have an enlarged heart, regurgitation, ejection fraction of 35%, tachycardia, and combined systolic and diastolic heart failure symptoms. I'm on 6 different heart medications now. Upon review today, echo last week, my ejection fraction decreased and is now 31%. My cardiologist doesn't know why it's getting worse. For now, I am having a cardiac MRI and a defibrillator installed. They also said I may need Barostim. Anyone else had to get these devices? Did they help? My heart is always doing something funky.
Okay, this is an unvaxxed person, right? Claiming to have had the virus, the bioweapon virus, not just some lightweight flu, a bioweapon, 3 times. What do you think out there? You see some possible correlation? Again, these are anecdotal, but when 100% of the anecdotal stories add up to fit into the actual platform that we've constructed out of the data we can get as to cause and effect, I don't think there's much to argue about. 3 times with the virus. Now, we don't know if the person was living around other people who may have been vaccinated.
Yeah, it could be, it could be the virus in addition to being shed upon. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Don't forget, the virus causes the creation in your body, the mRNA, of spike proteins, okay? Don't forget that. Sometimes there's too much.
So there's multiple sources of spike. You know, it can come from the virus, it can come from the environment, or the vaccine if you've taken it.
Okay, there's our update. And I must say, if you go back and listen to our programs, we were on this prion thing long ago, and it seems to have now taken on a momentum that is really difficult to even pretend isn't there. If somebody doesn't want it, if they want to deny it, fine, but you're finding now a disease that is 1 or 2 cases in a practitioner's 15 years of experience, and now it's popping up. I still think this may be the number 4 batter in the lineup, the cleanup hitter, the big swing. This may be what's going to come along, and people are suffering from myo, endo, pericarditis, all kinds of things, but they're not killing them fast enough or yet. And then long comes prion CJD, which has been simmering in the person for perhaps a couple years, 3 years, who knows, maybe a few weeks. We don't know, but it's a killer, and it takes no prisoners. It's 100%.
Well, and, you know, we go back to the paper that Bart Klassen wrote, and he outlined what he thought was going on, and it all pointed to prions being weaponized.
Yes, we should pull that paper back up and repost it, which we will. Okay, thank you. Great job, as always. We'll carry on next Monday. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend, everyone.
All right, we'll be right back with more in just a few minutes. I'm going to do something a little different tonight.